Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by David Wellstead
in October 2011,
when the famous Facer attraction.
This is a story that happened about 4 years ago when I was living in the States and I was with a girl and we'd been dating for about 2 years. We moved in together just to save rent. She was a bit of a silly girl. She always used to get drunk and like smoke weed and just be all like ditzy all the time. And then one night, I'd gone to bed early because I needed to wake up early for like a trap meet or something. And I heard about 2 a.m. come home with another guy. And I was thinking, what's going on here? Like, what's she doing? Like, and I'm sleeping in bed and I can hear him like having a party, having a drink, smoking weed, laughing, da 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 da. Then all of a sudden, she comes back into the bedroom, just goes to sleep. And I heard him leave. And then about 10 minutes later, the skeptician is outside the window. I think, what the fuck is that? Then all of a sudden, I heard bang, bang, bang. Knocking on the door like this. And I was thinking, what the fuck is that? I was like, Anna. She's like, And I was like, fucking hell. Walked to the door, opened the door. He's like, oh, hey, dude. My car's got stuck, man. My car's stuck in the mud. Can you help me out? I didn't want to look. I looked through the door. I saw it was him, and I was going to hide. And he kind of saw me. He's like, hey, dude. I was like, fuck, you see me? So I was like, okay, I'm going to get my underwear, put on my trousers, like, go downstairs. He's in the car. He's reversing it. I'm trying to push it out, get out of the mud. They wouldn't go anywhere. I was like, why don't you come out, help him push as well? So he gets out of the car, we're pushing it, still won't go anywhere. He's like, okay, man, let me try something else. I went to get back in the car. He's locked the door. So he's locked the door now, so he can't get back in the car. The engine's still running. The headlamps are on, and it's about three in the morning now. And I'm like, fucking hell. Still pushing the car, and he starts doing something. I thought, okay, I'll creep upstairs. He might not see me. Walk upstairs, go back to bed. And actually got to bed. And then about 20 minutes later, I heard all this kerfuffle going on, and then I looked out the window and his buddy had arrived in another car, and they're standing next to his car, so they've got like 8 headlamps on everywhere, both the engines are running, it's like 4 in the morning now, and they've got a coat hanger, and they're going in the window trying to open like that, making all this noise. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I was like, Anna, your buddy's outside, he's making all this noise, can you like do something about it? She's like, I was like, wake up. She's like, I was like, fuck this, how am I going to wake her up? So I went into the bathroom, got a big bucket of water, filled it right up to the top, went and I was like, are you going to wake up? She's like, poured it over her. She's like, woken up like this. And then like, and then just gone straight back to sleep again. I was like, fuck this. So why the hell, like, why am I having to deal with all this shit? I had to be up in like 3 hours. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, tried to go back to bed. About an hour went past. I looked outside. The car's still there with the engine running, the headlights are on. I was like, and they've just left the car there. I was like, cool. Went back to bed. About an hour later, I hear it. Fuck! Walk to the door, go out to the door, open the door. The police officer's there. He's like, "Hey, sir, you see that car outside?" I was like, "Yeah." Oh, what's going on there? He goes, "You know anything about it?" And I was like, "No." And I kind of looked to the side and up the rail, because we lift up some stairs. Up the rail, there's all mud, like where someone's obviously been pushing the car in the mud, and there's all mud leading up to my door. And I'm like, "Oh no, I don't know anything about that." He's like, "Okay, well, it's going to get towed if you don't do anything about it." I was like, "Oh, I don't know anything about it. So, okay, see you later." Shut the door. Then he went. Then like an hour, and like then an hour later, I heard boop, boop, boop. I'll have to be up in like half an hour. Look outside, a tow truck's there, taking it away. Anna's still just sleeping in all this, covered in water and stuff. And I was like, okay. And then I went back to bed. And then the next day, she woke up, like, you know, nothing's happened. And then we went to the mall or something. I know, we woke up in the morning, and then she was being really quiet. And I was like, what's wrong? She goes, oh, David. I was like, what? She goes, about last night. I think she's going to say sorry or something like that. She goes, I think I weed the bed. I think I wet myself. And I was thinking, And I looked at her, I was thinking, I should look so sad, thinking she'd wet herself, and I should tell her, I was like, oh, that's a shame, isn't it? What should you do? He's like, you shouldn't be getting drunk, should you, Anna? And then I never told her that I poured water over her, so I think she still thinks she pissed herself.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates.
With audio production by Dave Pickering.
At rethinkdaily.co.uk.
You can download Dave's other podcasts
at gettingbetteracquainted.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.